back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week for almost 5 years now, we've just been sitting on my bed and having a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about our fantasy basketball league. So in our league, it's 12 teams, 9 categories that you're trying to win, and it's head-to-head. So basically, you play a different team each week.
We started off the year losing week one.
Yeah.
And I think we may have lost 1 week since, I think. We had the number two pick. We took Wemby. Jokic went first.
Yeah.
We were considering Shea.
We had him last year.
We love Shea, but went with Wemby. It paid off.
Now he's hurt, but that's okay.
Now he's hurt.
That's okay.
And we have, as of this recording on Sunday night, we are very close to wrapping up the regular season title.
This is definitely wood, you know, definitely.
And then next week is the final week of the regular season. Then the following week would have a bye in the first round of the playoffs, get into the semifinals, and then if you win the semifinals, you get into the finals, second place wins some money, and the winner would win some money. Okay.
Yes.
So, and this is how, when I used to do anything with Grandpa that would be considered gambling, and which this is, he would always take, because we would do it together, he would take the money back that he put into it, and then we'd split the rest. So that's what, that's how we've done it. And last year, that's how we did it. We finished second.
Yeah.
We did not win the regular season last year. Finished second during the regular season, and then finished second. So this year has been a little tough because of losing Wemby when we did.
Yeah.
Is very tough.
But the thing is, if you just saw, if you had all the teams on paper, you didn't know how all the players were doing, where everyone
was
in the standings.
Yeah.
You saw their names. You would definitely not think we had the best team.
Mm-mm.
But we've just come through. We have a not.
What do you credit that to?
You.
Oh, you do.
We have you. And our team.
Well, so
you've made really good moves.
We did an excellent job drafting, and we always have. And drafting.
I made you take Derek White in the fifth round.
Was a terrific pick. He's been a top 20 fantasy player.
Because you were a little like,
not so sure, coming off the title. We took Lillard in the second round. We took Jalen Williams in the Thunder in the third round.
I wanted to take Jalen Williams.
A slight roll of the dice, yeah. Josh Hart has been awesome.
Yeah.
And Derek White has been awesome. Jared Allen, Ivaka Zubac, awesome. But then as you get down towards the end of the regular season, that's why I'm always a proponent of moving up the fantasy playoffs, because towards the end of the NBA regular season, players might stop playing, or because your best players on your fantasy team might not determine how you do in the fantasy championship. So maybe we could get it moved up a week. But doing things like looking at who the really bad teams are, Utah, Washington, and then thinking about who might be getting some extra playing time then is very helpful.
And looking ahead, like, okay, this person can get a lot of playing time, and they have an extra game this week.
Right, they might have 4 games that week instead of 2 or maybe even 3, and that can be really helpful. So the categories we play with are field goal percentage, free throw percentage.
And then points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, threes, turnovers.
Yeah, threes made.
Threes made.
And then turnovers. So not 3-point percentage, but 3-pointers made, and then turnovers is the only one you want to have a lower number in. And so trying to draft a team, you can't just draft, not everybody's going to be a 8 category guy.
No.
So you're trying to dominate certain, because all you need to do is win 5 categories.
Right,
every week.
We have certain people that were like, okay, this person's for this. Well, like, he's getting up some good things here, but this person's like, really, we're trying to just win this category with this person.
Right. Like, I felt like when we drafted Wemby, we were never going to lose blocks because he's that dominant.
Yeah.
So now we've lost Wemby. So we can't rely on blocks.
Are we winning blocks?
This week, yeah. But we have to shore up the rebounding with Jared Allen and Ivaka Zubac, and PJ Washington's been awesome, but he's been hurt a bit. Kyle Filipowski is one of those players from Utah who, all right, well, down the stretch, they don't really want to win games. So Kyle Filipowski is going to get more playing time, and he's averaging, I think, over 10 rebounds a game. Yeah. So that's a big help. And then picking up someone like Chris Dunn, who gets a lot of steals. Yeah. So he might get two steals a night. That's huge.
Great.
Yeah, that's huge. So trying to find those spots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, who are those players that on this team, maybe they're like, I'll give the Mavs as an example. They don't have Luka anymore. Kyrie's hurt. So who's filling in for Kyrie, who wasn't getting as much playing time, but is now getting an opportunity? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be playing all of Kyrie's minutes pretty much. Like,
right, there's that guy, Brandon Williams, but we didn't get him. Someone else had got him before we did.
But something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, trying to find those things.
Yeah, so I really do
think... Is Anthony Davis hurt?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I mean, the Mavs are a disaster.
Sorry, I was just...
And that's why I thought PJ Washington, him getting hurt was just killer for us, because PJ would have had a huge opportunity.
I was thinking about the Mavs. I was like, oh, is he there?
So I think maybe... What do you think? Maybe... Like, do you think you could take off a day of school maybe down the stretch here, and like, so you could just focus on fantasy and see who's going to be, I don't know, and maybe in the semifinals, like maybe we can try to get someone now for the semifinals who's got an extra game that week. Think you could do all that work? Maybe in school? Do you ever get time in school to do stuff like this?
I'm not allowed to look that up.
But tell them like what it's for. You don't think they'll understand?
Yeah, but it's blocked.
You don't think they'll understand?
No, you literally get a thing on your screen that clears the whole entire screen. I'm literally not even allowed to look it up.
No, I'm just kidding. What was it like for you this year not having... We didn't have any Sixers on our team all year.
You know, when they're your favorite team.
Your favorite team.
My favorite team.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and,
my team, yeah.
Well, yeah. But, they're just not having a good year. It's sad, but when you have a good fantasy team, they wouldn't fit in the right spots for you. Mm-hmm. So, it's disappointing that they didn't make our team. But I kind of see why.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They haven't had many...
They don't deserve...
They didn't make many viable fantasy options.
They don't deserve to be on our team.
Brutal, huh?
Yeah. Does anyone have Maxey?
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah, I mean, Maxey should be on a team. I mean, Paul George is on someone's team. Joel obviously was dropped, but there aren't many guys that aren't many others. Yeah, aren't many others.
Yeah.
But in this league, so in our league, the way we started in this league, someone had, who I followed on Twitter, who was a big Knicks fan, he was in the culinary scene in New York, he, a few years ago, tweeted out, my longtime fantasy league, one guy's going away, I have one spot open. And we followed each other. And is anyone looking for like a competitive league? And I said, yes, because I was. And that's how we got in. I still have, I've only met him. I've never met anybody else in the league. I just saw him at All-Star.
Oh,
and
nice.
I've never met anybody else.
Do you know who you were?
Yeah. I told him I was going to be there. Some people live in New York, and I always say during the draft, like, oh, maybe this is the year we actually all get together and watch a game. I don't know. Maybe we'll do that in the playoffs. Maybe. That could be fun. And the league itself, you get 100 fake dollars to make moves to pick up other players also.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say. So you have a budget, and so you try to save... I always try to save about $50 for this time of year so that you can just blow someone out of the water with with a move that you absolutely have to make. Mm-hmm. And look, there's always these injuries down the stretch, like Brunson and LeBron. The same guy who had Brunson also has LeBron, but he was in last place anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes me feel a little better for him. I'd be like,
but I was, actually, I was actually hoping he was closer to the top of the standings. So then.
Well, yeah, but still, like, that's hard.
Yeah.
That's a hard loss.
It is tough. So now that we're coming up down the stretch tomorrow morning, you'll be locked in on it. Take a look at the standings. We can start looking at it every morning.
Yes, please.
Seeing where things are, who we can pick up, really, really, really lock in right now.
Yeah, we're going to. I hope we win this year. I don't want to jinx it.
Me too. I hope so. I hope so. But it's fun. It is fun to do this with you.
I especially love the draft. It's like a snake draft. So we had the second pick. So we got like second, then 10th.
No, well, it's 12 teams. So it starts one through 12. No, it goes one through 12. And then 12 gets 13, then 14 all the way back.
Yeah.
And then you can keep two players from the so it's a two-year keeper league. So you can keep two players from the year before that were drafted, one player in between rounds 6 through 10, and then one 11 through free agency that you picked up. So we kept Trey Murphy, who started.
He's a really good pick.
He's been terrific. And he started out injured this year, but all good.
Yeah.
He's been awesome. And we kept Naz Reid from Minnesota, thinking, yeah, well, Naz Reid's going to be awesome because Carl Anthony Towns wasn't there anymore, so he was going to have more of an opportunity. And he did. Yeah, and he has. So fingers are crossed.
Yeah.
Fingers are crossed. And if you have any fantasy suggestions, please, 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 you can leave them in the comments below on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube. But if you're on, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, just in your review of the podcast, you just click 5 stars, then you write, hey, fantasy suggestion. Or even if
it could be something like really quick.
Or if you have a suggestion for a team name next year.
Yeah.
Feel free. Drop it in.
Should we show what our team name is?
Yeah, so our team name is.
You say it.
True Grit. Because there was a player playing the NBA named Cherokee Parks back when I was a kid. Went to Duke. And on. He had tattoos on his knuckles that said True here and then Grit on the other. And so our
photo
avatar is a picture of Cherokee going like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it used to be Cherokee Parks and Rec because there was a show called Parks and Recreation. So it was a play on words, Cherokee Parks and Rec. And that used to be a fantasy team name of mine. And I told Cherokee that once. He thought it was kind of funny, or maybe he just thought I was weird. But I don't think I've told him about True Grit. So maybe if I see him again, I'll let him know. Mm-hmm. I'll let him know. Yeah. All right. Well, here's to finishing the regular season strong and winning a title. Love you.
Love you.